You know, if we keep moving our guys like this, it's like an SNES dance party.
I'm so far away. So I'm noticing a trend tonight. The opening right? of the game.
Nevermore.
What are you talking about? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Man from Assyrian Mummy's Mask, the game that started it all. Let's go back 4 years. We tried to do this a podcast. We went through 50 people because you buggers bailed on me after 6 weeks of training in chemistry, but for good reasons, very good reasons, acceptable reasons. But now I'm back with a bad COVID haircut and a TPK possibly in the wings. Very, very, very excited about this. So we're just going to jump right back in. But we do have something coming very soon. I won't say just yet, but I'm going to switch the music over to battle music. And without further ado, we have at the top of the initiative order, Zekemet, the Gurundi human magus, played by Corey Chazon, who couldn't be here tonight. So I asked him what he'd do. And we dropped him, and he has to... There's that second roll. You stabilize, right? But you got to wake up, right? Right? So, stabilizing with an 18. And waking up. Bum, 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 bum. He wakes up. And on his turn, he's going to stand up. And he's going to... You know, he said he realized, you know, with the fist, the bludgeoning, what it was going to do. But he's going to draw, unfortunately... Sorry, Gary. Stuck in the city tonight. He's going to draw aggro from the Sandling because new round, attack of opportunity. So targeting our dude as he stands.
All it's got to do is miss.
That's true.
That's it. Half a dozen natural ones and hooray!
10.
He missed.
So much nice. Griping and whining from these guys this week. Like, oh, my guy's dead.
We get excited over one miss, folks.
No characters.
Just so you know.
No characters. Yeah.
That's how our day has gone. And we get that worked out.
And burning our
welcome to first level.
Talk about opportunity. Well, off. Zekmet's successful stabilization as I move off of him. Zekmet is stabilized. Well, off. What do you want to do? Can't hear you, Well, off.
I can't really do anything. I'm unconscious.
You want to stabilize?
Sure. I am stabilized. Okay. But I am unconscious.
Right. So you can roll to become conscious. We found this out from Jay tonight when we beat on their Cavaliers.
You can, sure. What am I rolling?
Same thing. It's a con check at the negative. So you're at 10. You're at par. So just a con check. DC 10. Or sorry, 15. Is it set the. Or. Sorry, was it. No, he was at negative 7. So it was like 17. Yeah, it's at the negative damage. So.
Okay, the fuck
sorry.
Out there, Jeff.
Roll a die 20.
Roll a con check with your con bonus.
7.
Oh, he doesn't wake up. He stays down. But well off, Zekmet is on his feet. R3N.
Yes.
Would you like to stabilize? Do you automatically stabilize? Don't you have nano?
I have my ways.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I stabilize.
How?
Guess the secret, Jeff. I can't tell you everything.
I'm the GM, just between you, me, and the audience to make it legal.
All right, that's fair enough. Because R3N is an android, he has this cool ability involving nanites that are his blood. He uses a thing called Nanite Revival. It's a trait available to those who are of the android persuasion, where you can instantly activate your nanites to save your life. Once a day, as an immediate action, you can command your nanites to stabilize you while you're dying, even while unconscious or helpless. That doesn't count towards my Nanite Surge, which is another ability that androids get. But otherwise, so straight up, I stabilize at -4 hit points.
Okay, cool. Stabilizing your blood and protecting you from camel attacks.
Yeah, the blood goes out and then it decides, wait, this is a really bad idea. And then it just comes back to it.
Very cool. Okay, sir. So upon changing your background next turn, Mr. Messina, you stabilize. And then what? You wake. Roll the old d20.
Is that not a whole turn?
No. Fire, okay. You get your, you know, you get your stabilization, and you can even wake up. It's a DC of 16 because of the negatives you're on, but.
And it's just a fort check or
con roll.
It's a con check.
Add your con bonus, but.
All right, big numbers, 15 on the button.
Sorry, no. You need a 16. You do not.
I contemplate waking you up, but I'm like, you know, it's really comfortable here.
Yeah. It's the whenever I roll come off of your character in the turn, the Fantasy Grounds automatically does a stabilization, and it's like fail, but you'd already done your roll.
Stabilization. Make sure you take the damage away from him, because okay. It does do damage.
Because it bleeds him out, right? Yeah. Thank you. You slowly bleed, but that will just leave your fate in D20, because that's fine. Okay, I'm up. I'm ready. I'm a sandling, and I only have one target. So it attacks Corey. It attacks Zekmet and hits him and does 10 points of damage. And Zekmet is down to negative 11 with a con of 12. I'm fine. Oof. I'm fine. Leon, I'm coming. One pit point away from death, he says, you know. But that's me having a good time. Vex Vandal.
Oh, my. I seem to have bitten off more than I can chew.
You were
run away.
You were running out the door. Okay.
Yep.
You go flying through the door. Go through the first doorway for me.
Through the first doorway.
No, that's two. The first doorway in a square. You please. Thank you. You come flying through the first doorway and literally coming through the other doorway, or sort of standing at the door, looking at it open around the room, is Arif. Old man Arif stands before you and is in the way. Just run him down, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Oh my, Arif! Tragedy has befallen. Our companions have bitten the dust. Literally, there is a sand demon. We must run.
Stop there, Arif. His 6 seconds are up. He comes flying towards you. It's your turn, and out of the deep dungeon where you were like, okay, guys, aren't you at the dumbwaiter? Okay, no one's here at the dumbwaiter. I'm coming down. Lower yourself down, or get some Ponte too, because they got that rig and everything. Start re-exploring the dungeon. They, you know, you track them to this point, and you're at the room where they could have gone right to where they did, or could have gone left to where you guys were just clearing, and you were just at that doorway in the mirror room, and flying down the stairs, or up the stairs at you, comes a very upset Vex Vandal, sputtering on about doom and gloom and blah, and pointing, and what do you do?
Oh my! Let's see if we can still save the day.
Okay.
And I'll move up.
Okay.
5, 15, 20...
Okay.
What am I looking at?
Okay, through open doorway, you see one. Oh no, sorry, he went down. So you see two guys in a Gurundi heap, and even the android lay at the feet of this swirling mass of sand in a dark, shadowy, concentrated sand humanoid shape with a big elongating mouth, and the whole thing looks like it's made out of concentrated sand. It's huge. It's like takes up four squares, and it looks like it has severely wounded four men at its feet.
Good lord. By Phirasma. I will make a knowledge check to try to identify strengths and weaknesses of this particular creature.
Okay. No concern for the men.
Well, I can't get to them.
You could channel.
Actually, no, because I spent them all.
New day.
Unless this is New Day.
Yeah, it's New Day.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, they left, had a night on the town, and then hungover, came, decided it was a good idea to come into the dungeon without you. So 20. You're full, man. You're max.
20, then 25 is there. 5, 10, 15, 20. I'll go to right there, then channel.
Okay. If before you approach, sorry, if the knowledge check is free, to see if it's a living creature so you don't heal it.
I just moved to within barely keeping them in range because I know
I thought it was a 30-foot burst.
If it's 30, then I'll stop at 30. Otherwise, I'd stop at 20. For some reason, I thought it was that. So 5.
Is it 30 feet across, like diameter, or is it a 30-foot radius? I thought it was like a 30-foot radius.
Let me look. Let's see here. 4 times a day. 30-foot radius centered on the cleric.
Yeah.
So I will have stopped 30 feet shy of Willef and Ren.
That's right. So 5, 10.
Whoops. I'm trying to move the map instead of doing that. Yeah. 5, 10, 15, 20... Right about there. I mean, as soon as I can kind of round the corner and see them,
yep.
I will channel 5, okay. 10, 15, 20, 25. Yep.
Now, if 30 hits the edge of the creature, so if I may, without meta, coming in a straight line in and still continuing that movement, seeing them, lining yourself up would be sort of a step back down through the door. You know what I mean? Like you're really you come in and could go by and like, okay, let me just back up a little bit, get them on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Because the bolt doors are open. 20, 25, 30. They are within 30. The monster is within not. Or, like I said, in this haste, you know. I'm being a little nice in the open because I kind of ran in here on my behest without you.
It's okay. We only did 3 damage to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Give me a channel. What do you got?
All right. So this is just a regular channel. 6 points.
Sweet.
To both creatures.
Save our lives. So.
All right. And then my knowledge check, DC 20 Dungeoneering. What is this thing?
Okay. It's not Dungeoneering. I believe it's Planes. I think I'm an outsider. I'm an outsider. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm assuming you have the same skill though, right? So.
It's 5 less, so 15. Yeah.
Okay. It's a large earth elemental explanular building called sandling. It can burrow 20 feet and it has a really nasty bite, like a D8 plus 4 bite. The good news is, despite its big size, it only has a 5-foot reach.
Okay.
The bad news is I have damage reduction unless you're bludgeoning me. Bludgeoning, you're good to go. Slashing, piercing, I have a decent
amount of DR.
Yeah, DR 5 kind of thing. As far as vulnerability goes, you got 15? It's vulnerable to water. If you have any kind of a water attack, I will take 150% damage as opposed to just 100% damage.
Okay.
And that's you, sir. He's channeled, he's stabilized 3 dudes. Most of us are unconscious, but it's the next round, and we are allowed to try and wake up again. Wake up, Zekmet. He's sleeping. Wake up, Wellof. Okay.
That takes me above zero.
Nope, you're still at negative 5, but it automatically stabilizes you. Con check 15. Okay. There you go. You wake up, eyes flutter open. Now, you have experienced us getting up, drawing aggro, and as a Sorry?
I was the first out.
Yeah.
I have no experience of anything.
No, but when you woke up last time. Didn't I down you twice?
No.
No. His surprise round got
up. Oh, no, it was Rin. Rin I dropped twice. Rin got up once.
I have no knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Sorry. He's up. He's down.
Okay.
He's up again.
All right. There's a song about that, I heard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So your eyes flutter open. There's a guy on top of you. He's literally occupying your square. So there's that problem. There's a body on top of you.
Or is it a benefit?
Yeah, really.
You say to yourself, not again.
Yeah.
What a night.
What did I get into?
Actually, this is a benefit because your first reaction would be like to jump up alert, you know, ready for battle, but you can't because you got this guy on you. Right? You roll him off you as a move action. Sure, yes, no. What do you want to do? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'll move him off.
I'm going to have this thing roll intelligence because if I see Wellof move, he's going to go for it. He starts lifting Zekmet up and the thing just goes right for Zekmet. I feel so bad. Move again, will you? Attack of opportunity on the guy that's moving. Oh no, you're lifting him, aren't you? And I'm kind of like ragdoll. I'll give you a 45% chance he goes for Zekmet. 59. He goes for you. But you have cover. You have a plus 4 shield bonus.
I'm also prone.
Oh, so that's true. So okay. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, well,
chomp,
is what it is.
Chomp 21. Hit Zekmet.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, that misses,
Sorry. Chewing on the wrong guy.
Man. First level.
Chewing on the wrong guy. In first level, great.
Minimum damage. Damage.
Sorry. Does a 21 hit you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. 6 points.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, so now you're at negative 11, and it slumps. R3N. But hey, look, you're stable automatically. Wellof. The fantasy ground made you automatically stable. You're good.
Oh.
Yay.
I'll take an action to regain consciousness.
Okay.
An attempt to.
Please do.
I open my eyelids.
Da-da-da.
They're very heavy.
10. No, you're good. You're...
10?
Yeah, because you're what are you for hit points? 12. Oh no, you're awake.
Yeah, because of the burst, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and sorry, I'm 2 hit points. I'm thinking at negative 10. You actually have 2 hit points. So yeah. No, you're awake. So forget about that.
I got a big boy 2 hit points.
Okay, so
look out. I stand up.
Okay. It's already taken its attack of opportunity, so you're free to stand.
Alright.
Make it good. What are you gonna do? Your weapon is on the ground. Do you have gauntlets on your armor?
I pick up my weapon. I have gauntlets, but trust me, that's
okay.
That's not gonna happen.
It is bludgeoning. Opposed to your slashing.
Punch it.
Yeah.
Punch it.
All right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. D3 bludgeoning gets through as opposed to like D4, me taking 5.
I'm not proficient with it, so it's a minus D4. 4.
Oh, that's true.
You're not proficient. What class are you?
I am paladin.
Isn't that all weapons?
Am I? It's not unarmed.
Because
wait, a gauntlet, is like Cestus?
A gauntlet's considered a weapon?
I would. I won't argue against. All right.
Thank you. That was executive producer of Dice Wars Entertainment, Cheryl Ball, bringing me tea. Wonderful. I'm so
hooray
happy.
For tea.
Hooray.
Hooray if you're British.
I'm half British. Does that count?
That counts for a half hay. Okay.
So what do we want to do?
I'm going to punch it with my gauntlet. Hey, look, there's even a button for it. Hadouken! Wait, why did I roll two?
I don't know.
Because you're punching twice. Hadouken!
All right. Well, the second one misses, but the first one's a 23.
There you go. You hit it.
Ha!
D4 plus strength. Not a D6. Not a D6. D4 plus strength.
I just dragged from the damage thing here.
The gauntlet does D6?
I don't know why, but I
knew.
I know, I agree. It says 1d3 plus 3 bludgeoning here. I'll do it again. And I'm dying, apparently.
Oh, if it's 1d3, then I see what it's doing. Okay.
Yeah, is it doubling the die?
Rolled a d6, he got a 6, so it gave you 3 plus 3 is 6 damage.
Actually, but he got a 3.
Yourself.
He got a 3, that will only be 2 for 5.
Yeah, take that, me. I apparently punched myself in the face. This is a devolved into 3 Stooges. It's
a, fight club.
No one sends me except for me, and then I kill myself.
Okay, let's try that again. Anyway, 5 points are going to go to the Sandling because
a
D3.
Mistakes have happened.
Yeah.
Things have been pressed.
But you're up. You're on your feet. Your weapon's at your feet, and you're good. Right? You stand, you strike. You
but
know
does
you
a
hit
23
it?
Hit it?
Yeah, so you hit it, and you did the 5 points of damage because it's a D3. 3 would be a 2 on a D3 plus 3 damage. So I give it 5 points, and you do visibly hurt it. You can tell.
Or do you want to reroll, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff, he rolled a 6 on the D6. It automatically made the 3 a 3.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, I'm just looking at a 3 and a D6. I was like, okay, I got you. 12.
Yeah.
I've taken 12 points of damage total.
Happy days are here.
Yes. I'll even be so nice as to say this thing seems to, you know, just doesn't, it's not as aggressive. It seems to sort of get a little bit more cautious and calculative. Why won't you stay down? And it's my go. We're going to call you Mr. New Threat and attack you immediately. No offense. Natural 20. Not confirmed. No crit. It's a possible crit, but not confirmed.
Well, guys, if it rolls a 1.
It does 9 points of damage. Promptly knocks you on your ass.
I die more.
You're at negative 7, dude. Vex Vandal. This is just getting to be kind of a stalemate and cluster of things. What do you do, Vex? Your hand, just for you to see, okay, turns into a long arrow pointing at the doorway.
Out. We want to leave. Out.
Leave the android to his fate.
I move back into the room, pulling out my shortbow.
Okay. Yeah. You have a clear shot because those guys are down.
Yep, I will. Clear shot.
However, you are a first level rogue. You do not have a plus 1 attack bonus and cannot move while drawing a weapon.
Oh.
So you're right. I'm afraid it's move and then pull bow.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that's what I do.
Sorry, dude.
No worries.
Arif, come on, man. What do you got? More healing. Let the puppets draw the arrow. No, smite. Have you got something smiting at first level? Very smitey. There is no first level banish spell, is there?
There is no first level banish spell. Let's see, but water can hurt them?
They are vulnerable to water. Are you?
All right, let's give this a try.
Okay.
I am going to cast Create Water.
Okay. Acid
spell generates
acid.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're a zero level cantrip. Okay.
Yeah.
The zero level cantrip Acid Splash does 1d3. So I will say it's comparable. You're going to do 1d3 damage if you hit this thing with a touch attack.
Now that's worthless.
But it takes 50% more damage, so.
Nah, still.
Okay.
Still not going to do enough. I'll just channel.
Okay.
Everyone. How do I unselect?
Do you have channeling? Like, can you select everyone as a target to channel, or do you want to just?
I can try.
We could just fit it in there.
Right. And then I move back where I was to there and heal.
Sorry, just adding poor old Zekmet. Corey's not here, but I'm sure he wants some of the love.
4 points.
Okay. I don't think it did anything, so I'll just type this in really quick.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it did.
But, you know, some of them are really happy, considering Zekman almost died twice. Like, he's getting so close to the end. It's like, nope, wait, almost. So that drops me to 17. Oh, wait a minute. What was his con? 12. Oh, Jesus. He was so close again within one. This is just crazy. Edge of your seat. I love it. I love it. Now remove your targets because we don't want to hurt anyone next round, or Arif, in case you get aggressive.
Yep.
Okay. Zekmet. Can you cast while prone? Not while you're in a dog pile. I'm going to just try to get off of, you know what I mean? I might draw the attack of opportunity, but I'm hoping I can at least get the move. You know what I mean? He crawls. Does that make sense? I crawl away and I draw the aggro, and there it is. And Mr. Aggro goes, I see the dog pile, right? Now, I'm on top of Wellaf, so unfortunately no shield bonus for me. So here we go. Natural one.
Miss!
Natural one. And yay, because I rolled finally a one, my attack of opportunity, I'll say, so this thing leans down and tries to bite, you know, gets down and tries to bite you guys. And as you guys are kicking and flailing around, it gets flustered for a couple seconds, and I will disable its attack in its round because it had an attack and it's rolled a one, like the proverbial monster dropping a weapon is our usual go-to. So with Zekmet doing something miraculous without even trying, Wellaf,
I will stand.
He stands, ladies and gentlemen. Not before not before trying to wake up. Sorry, dude. The healing burst, you're still sorry.
No, I'm awake.
You're awake, no, you're into positives. I'm reading this all wrong, sorry.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry. I'll be quiet. Stand heroically.
Alright. I stand and I won't do anything.
Do it.
A punch, a punch.
just roll a 20.
Just hit it hard.
See, I told you! I told you!
Why did it roll?
Natural 20. Confirmed. Critical hit.
I told you.
Bitch slap.
Would you like to use the crit deck, Mr. Range? You know.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want it used against me, so I'm using it.
Oh, it'll be used against you on a boss fight anyway, so. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say partially resisted.
What did you use for bludgeoning damage?
My unarmed.
Is burning, burning fist, apparently.
I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
It should have taken 13 points.
Burning like fist? No, bludgeoning fist, right? 1d6 plus 2.
Yeah, my bad.
It's 5. I don't know. Maybe the it just screwed up assuming the critical, you know, wasn't thinking with the damn, you know what I mean?
Or maybe it doesn't get a crit.
Oh, possible.
Oh, that's what it is. I don't think elementals can be critted. Wait, is that real? Let me look it up.
My guess.
Immune to critical, immune to precision. Yep, it's right here in front of me. Sorry, elemental traits. You're right.
Yeah, so it takes...
Okay.
Nothing.
You do harm it. It visibly, you know, gets angry and wails in this silent sort of sandy scream of that kind of thing going on. So you know you're getting somewhere. And if this was a regular critical thing, you probably would have killed it. But no, R3N is trying
to... stabilizes the old-fashioned way.
Okay. Do you want me to just pull off of you and see if it does it for you, or you want to stabilize?
Sure, let it roll.
Failure. Sorry.
Oh, wait, no.
And you bleed a bit more. It's the Sandling's go. I really do not like getting hit that hard. This thing just reacts, and you are the closest target. So, Mr. Wellaf, congratulations. You've hurt it badly, and it's going to target you.
Yep.
With a hit of a 20, because 15 plus 5 is 20, and it does 10 points of damage, and well off is knocked off his butt again.
Hey, that's copyrighted. I get 10 Jesus. Cents every time you do that.
Yep. Up, down, up, down.
Vex Vandal. Now these dudes are giving it... Oh, no, wait a minute. If you shift... Actually, you know what? Right where you're standing. I'm crawling. You can draw a straight line over the crawling character through the downed...
Both of them are down.
Yeah, so...
There's no cover.
Oh, yeah, well, let's say Wellaf in yellow is giving you cover, but if you shoot on an angle to the corner of the bad guy...
I went down.
That's right. He fell down. Sorry,
No, these are really good combat. Like, yeah. Look, they duck when before
I don't know
goes.
If I can even do enough damage with this to beat his DR, but...
Sure.
Here goes.
6 points does one.
Six.
Miss Ping. He's like, how do I use this? I've never shot anyone before.
It's hard to shoot a bow with one hand.
Oh. Nanites, give me a hook. So two fingers, you know. I'll take it. One finger. Okay. You shoot, sir, but you still have movement. Bludgeoning, staff, anything?
Get closer.
Every single weapon I have does piercing damage.
Oh, dude. Okay. Well, lesson learned for next
time.
Grab an arrow and then rub it on a stone
for next round.
These guys are experienced gamers, but I like the fact that they don't double down going, well, my first level guy automatically has a slashing, piercing, and bludgeoning, you know, like that kind of experience. He's learning the hard way. And if he survives, he'll know, you know, next time. But I'll tell you this. If you do nothing for a full move because you think you're helpless, okay, your hand hardens. First, you lose feeling in it. You screw up the bow shot, ka-ping, and it's like something inside you registers that that's useless. And you just like, ah, you make a fist. If only I could only have piercing weapons, and just your hand just goes very, very hard. It's almost like you've shaken it and drawn all the blood down into it. It still feels like a hand, but it's very numb, and it feels very hard, and you cannot open your fingers like it's welded shut. And you feel that if you just hit it. Yes, that's what you want to do with this hand. You don't want to do anything else later with it. You hit maybe. Just maybe. Because self-preservation means if you're going to keep us here, then we're going to finally help, I guess. Maybe. Sort of. Let's see. Anyway, old man Arif, what you want to do?
Well, shit.
More healing?
more healing. 6 points.
All around.
Hurrah.
Huzzah! All right, let me type it in here. He goes to 10. Well, F goes to 11. Hey, like, the crowd loves you. I love you. The crowd loves you. Like,
and then I will say, only bludgeoning weapons do real damage. Your bows is useless.
Mm. Do you have one you can throw to them?
No, I will.
Take this.
What he does have is a staff, which does bludgeon.
There you go.
He will throw that over.
There you go.
He'll step forward and offer it to Vex.
Okay. Chuck it.
Use this. You see, it's like this old burnt kind of piece of junk wood. You know, it's got no real value. And it's got little burn spiral patterns.
Okay.
It's weird.
Zekmet is on the ground. So he has to take a move to stand. But he immediately, 5, 15, 20, he immediately moves into position to, you know, help attack. But it's a double move. It's all he can do. Because he learned the javelins weren't very good. Like, he's knowing that, you know, punching this thing is our best option, and you're just yelling, go bludgeon, so. I get in position to draw aggro, to help. Wellef. So, you see the valley, and then all of a sudden you see the sandling, then you see the valley of the den, and the army's getting closer. It's like glitching towards you, like, you know, fight. This last time, the third time down, right, it's like this big towering apparition of a tiger-headed chick, you know, just slaps you, like, decide! Psh, are you staying or are you going? You know, like,
Elf, I need food badly.
Yeah.
But you were magically stabilized, so I will say you can be awake.
Can I be awake?
Yeah, you can be awake and staggered. You're staggered, yeah. But if he cable jumped you with 6 points of healing maximum, not only will I say you're stable, I'll actually give you the bonus effect of you're awake. You're on the ground, you're staggered. You can only take, you know, one action a turn, like a move or a whatever, but.
Okay, then.
Okay. Hi. So sorry. It moved. He moved. You draw attack of opportunity. Am I wrong? Have I gone this round? No, I haven't. You guys are really, really. I don't have reach. Oh, right. When I move from this square to this square. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the corner. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, when I left the corner.
That's why it didn't happen. So I'm like, okay.
Nope. Sorry. You're right. We old Zeki. And even though I didn't mean that, I'm not going to take that back. Sorry, Zeki. Sorry, Kari. That's what you get for, you know, not committing and only being a cameo. You're fodder. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure with a natural one. Natural one. Confirm. Double natural one. Okay.
He
does. So again, you know, this thing gets all clustered and, you know, will not attack in this particular round. I think I attacked you last round anyway and forgot. R3N.
So now that I'm at 2 hit points, I'll stand up.
Mm-hmm. And what?
And punch.
Give the fist. Go.
Hiya! It's like the old version of the finger. Big damage.
Hit.
17. Nice. Okay, and I'm rolling 1d3 plus 3 as per what I'm looking at. It's not. It doesn't matter. That's a one. Every dice has one of those.
Okay.
But 4 points of damage.
Okay. This thing collapses in front of you in a heap, but it maintains its form. It doesn't just fall to sand and dissipate. It falls apart quite a bit, but there's still this sort of gangous one kneecap, an arm and a half, the head and the leg, and the glowing eyes disappear, and it just kind of sits there undulating on the floor in a little swirl in front of you. Vex Vandal.
Charge! With my stump, I ignore the offer of the staff.
Okay.
I feel the power of the stump.
Okay.
And I will 5. Changing.
Yep.
Standing on anybody.
Go right to the corner and yeah, plus 4. I'm unconscious, prone, flat-footed, blah, blah, blah.
Really? Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
Punches. Punches and punches. 21.
Now, staff's a simple weapon, so I'm assuming you're...
No, it's not staff. I'm beating him with my...
Oh, your fist. Okay, sorry.
Hardened stump.
Okay, so he beats on him with the stump. Doink. And a D3. Just give me a raw D3 with your strength at it.
And my strength gives me plus 2.
So that would be 4.
Plus 2 is 4.
Yep. So you continue to pummel on this thing, and it gets in worse shape. You're just, psh, 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 you know, all the scenes like, don't stop, you'll kill it. No, I mean, don't stop, let's kill it. Old man Arif. They down this thing, now they're just all, you know, giving it the boots.
I am gonna, I'll actually burn my last channel.
Mm-hmm.
I actually step to here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm gonna hold off. I'll let them come to me and then I'll heal, because I won't. Oh, yeah. Otherwise I won't be able to get everybody.
Sure.
Gather around me when you're done, and I'll heal those that I can. And I'm done. Or I'm delaying.
Okay.
When everyone is around, deal.
Mm. Okay. Top of the round, Zekmet, I believe, is unconscious on the ground, which brings us to Wellef, who is also unconscious on the ground. If I'm reading this right, yeah?
I am standing.
Oh, because of the... Right, you're staggered. What do you want to do?
So I'm staggering the shape. Penalties? Or?
Basically, let's say you want to coup de grace this thing, it's helpless. That would be a full round action. You could begin a coup de grace because you can only take a half of it. You know, staggered is only partial actions around.
All right, so I can shoot.
Yep. You can. Give it a boot. Okay. What'd you get? 6?
6.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Like, I'm seriously, like, I'm helpless.
So
I'm prone, I'm helpless.
It's got a Z. It's got, what, minus 9 to its AC?
That's like, I have a natural armor of 4, minus 1 for size, so that's like 13.
Got a dex of 0.
Dex is 0, but I only had a plus 1 from my dex. Touch AC is like 10, flat-footed is 13. Yeah, it's, yeah. But that's, I still think it's like 7 in the end. Anyway, it's fine, I'm helpless. You guys can just, you know, if it's not Wellef, it's somebody else, but let's help the guy out, you know, so anyway. Give me some damage there, Welly.
Sure.
Yeah. Oops.
Aha! Take 3.
Okay. Chipping away. Oh, let's see. If I take, that would be 20, that would be 30. Oh, we're getting close. If you're going to do it the old-fashioned way without somebody doing a full round of coup de grace this thing, then you're just, it's just, you know, taking it into the negatives to my 13 con. So.
Oh, trust me, that's my next action. I couldn't run in.
R3N.
Coup de grace.
Yeah.
Flurry of blows to the soloplex.
Wrong character.
That nope, it's the champ. My bad. No one can play the champ.
Okay.
I pummel it.
Okay. Trying to figure out some kind of anatomy.
6 points of damage.
And he finishes it. It goes flat. Still has some kind of dark wet sand, but not really wet, condensed shaded form. But this thing is not moving and looks in really bad. Like, there's, you know, the indent of the fists from everybody are still in the sand print. Like, it looks like, yeah, it's done. Bring in the cleric to confirm. Anyone wants to do a heal check? Our priest, war priest, you know, he'll heal check on the monster, just be sure.
Master Arif, greetings.
Gather round, fools. Gather round.
R3N just plods up the stairs.
Grab Zekmet to him. As well as I can.
Zekmet is your god. Oh no, Zekmet.
I was not expecting to see you during the solar event.
I was busy sketching and getting reliefs. Why did you move on without me? It's foolish. And as soon as they all gather around, I will channel.
R3N begins.
One
to...
hit point.
It tingles.
You know,
to each person.
Yeah, they'll take it.
So if somebody's down, I'm going to hit them with a cure light wounds.
Okay, Wellef is staggered, because he's technically at zero, so is Zekmet. Mm-hmm. But Wellef is our running man, so I would go with him.
I can, no.
Oh, can you?
Yeah,
okay.
As long as everybody is awake, we can hole up and I can do some long-term healing.
The entire time that you're doing that, while you're walking around and healing people, R3N is just following you around, literally like a data log, explaining what has happened since you left the party.
Yeah, like
the right from Vex to selling some antiquities, to us going out on night in town.
Oh yeah,
to us meeting women in the streets, to us waking up in a noble's house,
such a noble's bed.
Oh, the best part.
And then to us having to leave the jump from a second floor window, leaving a Bengal tiger and a bunch of angry guards chasing us out of the building. And then right up to us re-entering the necropolis, right up, and like it's a precise.
Yeah, like, you remember guys like Wellef and Zekmet.
Time stamps.
Yeah, like and yeah. You guys have like a vague recollection of the high points. Okay, the android remembers everything in great detail. Can I have an intelligence check to see what kind of detail, the highs and the lows there?
Certainly.
I mean, he amply, just like a 5-year-old, goes, "Yeah, we did this, 15. That's good enough." Yeah, a very accurate, like not precise detail, but like. Everything that he viewed.
Timestamp corrupted.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then Vex. I saw the sheets go up and down. The noblewoman was present, but I'm not sure exactly what was happening. You know, lots of mating. Just, blah, 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 you know.
Many of the bipeds are very obsessed with their anatomy on this planet.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Suck. The ambitions of youth. It often can spell disaster in times like this. Use your brains. And I will just try to escort him into one of these rooms where we can hold up, and I'll begin doing long-term healing. I will cast one of my spells on Ren and give him 7, 8, 9 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Now at least we have some form of defense. And then I'll initiate long-term healing.
Okay. That brings Ren to full, actually.
Yay.
Now, Wellef and Zekmet are in rough shape.
No, I'll heal myself.
What do you got?
5.
Hey, it's not bad. You're down to half. Zekmet is staggered and out of consciousness. Wishes to leave. You know. I'm not here for your aggro. As long as Corey's conscious. Now, these are his orders. He's like, if we survive this, if I'm awake, I limp my ass out of there, go to the dolly and pull myself up. So, yeah. Zekmet is going to make the long trek up the rope. Damn it. All the tokens keep deleting every time I delete one. That's weird. So, guys.
Huzzah.
Yeah. We.
To recover. That was nuts. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's terrible. Please, let us rest. I'm not hurt, but.
We have to be careful. Each of these rooms and hallways around a veritable. Death traps.
I'm never leaving you behind again. I will wait patiently. I swear it.
And Phrasma's right fist, right?
Praise Phrasma. Praise Phrasma.
If we're able to rest at least 8 hours,
yep.
Each person, I'll just take a 10.
All right. Do you guys want to? You guys want to go back to the temple where it's safe? Like, I can accelerate. You know, there is the possibility of random encounters.
So yes.
But you do risk random encounters every time you cross the threshold from the tomb to the gate.
We'll rest here.
Okay.
And then when we're in traveling shape, we can go then. Come on, let's use all the blood, sweat, and tears to gather this safe space.
Hmm. So pick a room, boys. Bunk down, and you gain. A night's rest gets you your level and hit points. I know that, right?
Well, because I'm using the heal skill, they get 2 points per level.
Okay, so Wellef, that gives you... Oh, do you have anything else you can do yourself, Wellef, this day before you recycle all your spells? To cure yourself to anything else? No? Okay.
Okay. Welcome to first level.
No, it's fine. So, 2 points back to Wellef drops you down to at least 3. That's not bad. Zekmet left, but he's gone to seek, you know, proper restorations. So I'll just take him out of this for... Oops. Take him out of that. Keep him safe for now. And you guys are at full. So, yeah, it's like you guys are all well, as rest, much as rest you get on a stone floor in 8 hours, with well off of 10 hit points down to 7. And this is how we're starting our day, with prayers and rice crackers and a healthy new respect for the Mummy's Mask adventure, because they put some interesting things in here. Yes, they do. Nine hours later, you know. What do you guys want
to do? Do we want to wait one more cycle? You can get 4 more hit points back.
Yeah, there's no rush.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Wait eight more hours, so I'll take a 10, rendering aid, so you get Everyone gets four more hit
points. Now, can you do that like 8 hours in a 24-hour, or can you just do 16 hours in a row and stack it?
So according to the heal skill, I am providing long-term care. I can treat a wounded person for a day or more. Let's see, for every 8 hours of rest in one day. So it's once per day.
Yeah.
So 2 hit points per level. So
it's not a problem. It's just like you guys are talking about a day. Now, as far as I know, you know, you guys are not addressing any kind of clock that you know of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take the day. Now, we have a day. Do you guys want to leave? Again, yes, you're going to risk some random encounters, possibly, but top of the day is your safest chance to buy any more supplies. Do we have any money, any more cash, healing potions, anything?
Well, how much cash does the party have?
That is a good question.
The party sheet has 83 gold.
Mm.
So then it doesn't
That's
seem
like one potion.
Yeah. That's not really enough to make... It's more dangerous to try to escape, get one potion, than come back.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we might as well just stay here.
Okay. No, it's just, you know, I just feel like some options as a DM, you know, not playing for you, but kind of going, oh, you know, there's this idea, there's this. So, yeah, we camp out for a couple days, get to know each other a little better.
Maybe. Well, we had one day. Are there any artifacts that are inside that we would wish to move out?
Oh, you guys, remember when you first enlisted Corey, first enlisted these two? You guys spent like half a day doing that. You built the rig, you emptied the place, you cashed it in, get your wagon.
All right. You know. We built the rig and we used it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So do we want to try to pick up one more room or do we want to call it?
Now, there is, as risky as it is to buy one potion, you guys have just learned a harsh lesson about not having the right weapons. So again, I ask you, did you want to leave and buy any kind of weapons or supplies?
It's not worth it.
Nope.
Okay. No problem.
Pressing on.
No problem. I like pressing on. Pressing on is what we do best as DMs.
R3N takes point. I'm assuming with...
Vex is still looking at his hand in the other room. What else can I do with this?
I will aid Ren on a perception check to listen on the other side of the door. If that's what you think is best.
Okay.
Put your ear right to the crack. Right there.
I'm listening for sounds of biologicals. Correct.
What if anything?
Right.
I'll take a 10 on perception.
I roll a 12.
I give you +3 to that roll.
I get a 15.
You hear some creepy ass quietness. That's what you hear.
There sounds to be nothing.
Well, clearly it means it's a death trap. But we'll never know till we open the door.
With snakes?
Well, let's hope not. Snakes are never a big favorite of mine.
I will be on wary for any holes with snakes.
Hmm. Vex, are you our doorman, or are you letting these two have a go?
Vex is gone.
Oh. Vex is sleeping in the back. We're two guys down.
With Vex needing more rest.
I'll tell you what. With Vex, okay, I can at least give you this. He can take 20 and examine the door for traps. Fair enough?
Sure.
And his perception... One's finding the traps, +4, so 24 to find any traps. He doesn't believe... doesn't believe that the door is locked, and he doesn't believe that there is any sort of trap on the door itself.
All right, with sword and shield in hand, R3N pushes open the door and steps into the next room then.
Okay. And we cast Revelio on the door.
Greetings!
What is here? All right, let's move our little map along here.
R3N will step into the room to make accommodate room for everyone else.
Okay.
And I do a quick percept of the room.
I'm having a little trouble.
Oh, that's a total of 3. It's dark. Wait, my eyes are closed. My bad.
Oops.
There we go. Just had to do a little...
behind the scenes shenanigans? We gotcha.
I'm trying to keep this in frame, and yet, there we go. All right. A tapestry hangs from a frame against the south wall, to your left, or straight down, of this large chamber that is rectangular. It depicts an otherworldly vista, where the souls of the dead, shepherded by strange beings, enter an ethereal river, ambling through space towards a landscape dominated by an impossibly tall spire. Columns sculpted in the shape of Osirian warriors wielding Kopish swords stand in all four corners of this room. The floor is tiled in a white spiral pattern on a black background, and this spiral pattern is repeated on the stone doors to the north, east, and west that you just came through on the inside. Can I have a religion check from anyone?
Sure.
Yeah, I have one, but it's not very good. And it remains not very good with a 7.
Arif got a 22.
Snap.
21 for Wellef.
21. Wellef, Arif, you are not certain, but... and it's not like if you had to guess. I'm just saying you're not absolutely positive, but you would still put money on a bet that that depiction is an afterlife for a Pharasmic faithful, and they are heading towards the Grand Spire. However, there's a lot of sort of artistic license in this picture, as far as Old Man Arif is concerned, of what could be there, certain physical objects like the river, or is it the type of thing. But, you know, the spire really kind of brings the scene together, going, this is someone sort of appeasing Pharasmic afterlife by setting this up. And with Arif, you know, being the lead on that aspect, our old god worshiper, our priest of Sekhmet, this entire room, you know, you're in a tomb. This is what we would call a transition chamber. Now, this is not also unknown to you as well, Arif, but like I said, him being the old world and you being the new, Arif would be 80% sure to your 95 that this is a transition room. And on as far as the Phrasmite looking poster, Frank would be 90% sure that that's some artist's idea of the afterlife to help send our honor general along, where, you know, Joe's knowledge of it or of this room would be more like a 70%, but still well into the positive that both you guys know what's going on. The spiral floor, everything, this whole room looks like what they would call a transition room for the dead, a barrier, as it were. So if they build a room in a tomb that depicts this sort of transition, what lays beyond should be the honored dead, because it's beyond the transition room. Sort of a physical, metaphorical architecture, if you would. Mm-hmm. Yes. However, two double doors to the north and to the west.
Well, if this is an antechamber, I suspect that straight ahead would be the chamber real.
Or would it be directly across? Or sorry, the tapestry.
Ooh.
I'm not even looking at the painting because I remembered what happened last time. And I will warn them. Avert your gaze. Avert your gaze. The paintings. Sure.
At that exact second, R3N is almost looking at it and looking over at Arif, but to ask a question about the painting.
I do the quick Two Stooges eye poke.
Frank, I love comedy and role play, but I got to point out, man, the one time Joe digs deep for sort of like character play, it's like, you're just like, nope, we're going this way. Okay, that's good. Good all around, gentlemen. Daddy's impressed and pleased. Yeah. So we're going to check out the door on the west first? Or are you just like, those of you on my side of the religion are going north? Like, you know, the kids are confused. You know, one goes with one goes with the other, right?
No, we'll follow the old man.
Okay.
He's the one who's killed everybody.
Yeah. And best way to prove him wrong is, like, you know, if we go your way and you're right, we'll never know what's beyond his door to prove him wrong.
Shall I perceive the door again?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let me help. Again. If you go lower, sound often rises up. So, much like heat, is an energy that encompasses it and swirls us all. And it begins to kind of ramble on, but, you know, fading soft. taking a 10 of perception,
okay,
and he will give you plus 3.
I get so that's a 16 to percept.
Okay. Again, the eerie, echoey silence. But wait, no, there is something. Some rock clumbering, some loose stones moving, something, just a little... skitter, those old Lara Croft, and you just come into a bigger room, and to kind of help you with the dimension of the size of a room, they always had like some kind of dusty rock crumbling off a wall in a far corner, just to kind of give that sort of echo. Could be that.
It sounds occupied.
A creature, you say?
Hmm.
Indeed.
Possibly.
One that sounds to possibly be moving some earth.
And I'll cut my hands. It looks safe for you to open the door, then.
Okay, since you literally came all the way back to where Matt's mini is, I wasn't going to say anything as Vex. I was just going to let you guys go on. But it's like, are you sure you don't want me to check the door?
R3N just watches like the slow procession that Aerith goes back the like 15, 20 feet away, and the whole time it's like an awkward silence.
Just like hands clasped behind his back. Yeah, it's a sound, you see.
R3N,
open the door!
Very well. Push open the door.
Greetings.
Okay, the door's locked.
Yeah.
Get out of the gray. It's locked. The door is locked.
That was the intent.
Mm. He melts through the door. Well, there's a new power. I want to be that paladin.
Right? It appears that we need Vex to...
You want to see him hide on the floor and actually like mimic the spiral black and white? It's not checkered black and white, but he could do a spiral black and white. I mean, he's done it in other movies and just come up, you know, morphic. No, nobody.
We all haven't seen Bloodshot here. Not sponsored by, but hopefully in the future.
Mm. I was talking about Terminator 2. Speaking of sponsors, we'd like to thank our two sponsors, Devin Knight for the Devin Knight minis he provided to make our heroes look awesome. And of course, Fantasy Grounds, our main sponsor, who has given us so many of the first edition books so that we can play first edition with the adventures that we purchased, and as well as the second edition adventures, because we purchased the licensing to play on this platform. They stepped up and officially sponsor just about every game you see us playing here on Fantasy Grounds. So shout out to them. You could check out links for both in below of the descriptions. Check out what you can get from them, what they're about. We highly recommend, because for as much as someone's bitching and whining about the dice rolls, this platform is pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's very engaging. It makes the DM's job so much easier. Now back to our locked doors. Bang, bang, bang. What do you do?
So are we able to tap Vex or nah?
To open the door?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say the Vex is very excited for his first time to use thieves' tools, because every other door has been like, he's found traps, but they've always been open. The first time Matt pulls out a thieves' tool to use it on this door will be next time. We will see you next time on Mummy's Mask. Say goodnight, everyone.
Good night.